Blog Talk Radio.
Got a little bit of a show ready for you tonight for everybody that's tuning in here. We're going to cover a couple things here on the show. As you guys know, there's been a lot of mysterious stuff happening with the Republican Party. Now, I got to be honest with you. A lot of stuff that they've been doing is a concern to me. And those concerns are shit like making false allegations, you know, saying shit that is definitely not true. But that's what the Republican Party does. They make these false allegations up. They lie. They're very mischievous about everything that they do. But the Republican Party has been like this for years. And the new Republicans, which actually started out after Donald Trump became president, caused a lot of issues within the Republican Party. What I'm talking about is some Republicans are now claiming that, you know, that Joe Biden is now some kind of a criminal, that he has done something with Hunter Biden and his foundations or, you know, his business dealings. These are all lies and propaganda from the Republican Party. They have nothing on Joe Biden. There is nothing on Joe Biden, nothing whatsoever. But the Republicans want you to believe this. They want you to believe that there is something on Joe Biden that is all about, some kind of conspiracy theory, I guess you want to call it. And honestly, there is nothing that's happening that is happening with Joe Biden. And I get tired of the Republicans acting out on this shit because this is what they do. And I'm not gonna say that the Democrats are any angels by no means, because we all know that the Republican Party or the Democrats are no angels as well. And I, you know, they make me, you know, some of the things that the Democrats do, and some of them, not all Democrats, but there's a couple, that I have issues with those guys. You know, when I think about these certain Democrats, they bother the shit out of me because, you know, that they're kind of doing the shit that the Republicans are doing. And so I get sick and tired of hearing the same old bullshit from both parties. But when it comes down to it, when I look at both parties in general, the Republicans are the ones who have most of the issues. I truly believe that Donald Trump, with him running in 2024, which, by the way, this is interesting that he's running in 2024, because Donald Trump running in 2024 is going to be a fucking circus. It's going to be probably one of the biggest circus bullshits that you've ever seen. What I like is that Ron DeSantis is running, because I'm not a big Ron DeSantis fan. I cannot stand the man by no means. But Ron DeSantis is going to give Trump a run for his presidency run. And I think it's going to really fuck up the Republican Party, because they're already screwed up and mixed up as it is. Putting Ron DeSantis into the mix will cause the Republicans to spread apart even further. So when they go to run in 2024, the primaries, obviously they're going to pick somebody, right, for the Republican candidate. Well, if you have Donald Trump running independently or Ron DeSantis running independently, you know, it's going to be a pure shit show for the Republicans. But I really hope they do that. I hope by all means that they, you know, that one of those two run independently. I hope they do. You know, I truly believe, and I'm truly going to predict this, that Ron DeSantis will probably get the candidate. He will be the primary candidate for the Republicans. And I believe that Donald Trump will throw such a tantrum telling these Republicans they're not going to tell him what to do. You know, Republicans like Mitch McConnell and a few others. But they're not. He's going to clearly tell them that he's not going to tell them what to do. He's going to run in on an independent ticket. Now, when he runs it on an independent ticket, what's going to happen is it's surely going to screw up the Republicans. And it's over. It truly is over for them. So that's the kind of stuff that bothers me about the Republicans. This is what bothers me about Donald Trump. This is what bothers me about all this shit that they're doing. It just really, truly bothers me like that. Now, let's look at something in particular. Something that I can clearly say
where the problem lies. So, mark my words, folks. The Republicans have a lot of issues that are happening right now. But the Democrats, yeah, they have their own issues. They really do. But I think it's not as bad as the Republican Party. I mean, you got to remember that the Republicans voted down pretty much everything to help America.
And so the Republicans have voted down everything that that the Democrats wanted to do to fix our country. And they voted it all down, right? They voted it all down. And
this is the kind of shit that makes it sick for me, because I don't know. I just feel like it's just – I get very upset with Republicans on this shit, because they used to be a good party at one time. But they're not. They're not a good party anymore. I know a lot of people out there want to believe that they are a good party, but they're not a good party. So that's just how I feel about the Republicans. I think that we're going to see a lot of bullshit happen. We're going to see a lot of problems coming within the Republican Party. But anyway, let's talk about COVID-19 vaccines, right? Because this is something that a lot of people are talking about, COVID-19 vaccines. Now, there has been a lot of hype where people have said that COVID vaccines are causing heart attacks and they're causing strokes, and everybody who ever gets a vaccine dies of, you know, having these heart attacks. They even made a documentary, which is a false documentary, by the way. It is truly a bullshit documentary. If you haven't seen it, look it up. I wouldn't even look it up, but I don't recommend anybody watching this thing because it's so fucking stupid that it bothers me that much. So here's what they're saying. In this documentary, this stupid documentary, they're saying that the COVID vaccine is causing heart attacks, and that there's these stringy, white, long, slimy-looking things with blood clots, and that they're finding this in cadavers at funeral homes, in the morgue, right? But the thing is that everybody that they talk about, or they talk to, in the film that they interview, these are not doctors. They're not scientists. They are morticians. And so what they do is they talk to them and say, oh, well, we're seeing these white stringy things. It looks like calamari. And it has to be the thing that's causing the heart attacks. And it has to be due to COVID-19 vaccines. Well, I'm sorry, but bullshit. And I'm calling bullshit on. So that's why I'm saying this. That's why I'm saying what this is all about. It's just bullshit. COVID-19 bullshit. But it's really just bullshit is what it is. Alright, I'm going to play something. It's about to die suddenly. Here it is.
In the words of that great philosopher Q-Tip, I really can't say I guess I laugh to keep from crying. Yeah. There's a new lie emerging from COVID-19 conspiracy theorists of late. Athletes are dying after getting the vaccine. Former NBA great John Stockton drew national attention late last month when he insisted in an interview that, quote, there's 150, I believe now, it's over 100 professional athletes dead, professional athletes, the prime of their life, dropping dead, that are vaccinated right on the pitch, right on the field, right on the court, end quote. Okay. Wisconsin Senator and Republican Ron Johnson, never one to let a good fact-free conspiracy go unmentioned, got in on the action too. In an interview with Charlie Kirk, the head of the conservative group Turning Point USA, Ron John said this, quote, "We've heard story after story, I mean all these athletes dropping dead on the field, but we're supposed to ignore that. Nothing happening here, nothing to see, this is a travesty, this is a scandal," end quote. Is it? Really? Where, you might ask, is the evidence for all these athletes dropping dead on the field? Well, I put that question to Johnson's Senate office. Quote, "The senator has been pressing for transparency in government, especially in our federal health agencies, so that the American people have as much information as possible before they make healthcare decisions for themselves and their families." That's what a spokeswoman told me, which doesn't even come close to answering the question I asked. Right? Right. Well, the reason you haven't heard about this scandal of dead athletes is because it's not a scandal. It's just not really happening at all. The rumor appears to have started on the right-wing misinformation trail. For instance, the pro-Trump website Gateway Pundit published an article on December 6th with this headline, quote, "Report shows nearly 300 athletes worldwide collapsed or suffered cardiac arrest after taking COVID vaccine this year. Many died." The report on which the Gateway Pundit piece is based comes from a website called Good Sciencing, an anonymously run site that is larded with anti-vaccine pseudoscience. Quote, "We are a small team of investigators, news editors, journalists, and truth seekers, now backed up by others, who are discovering pieces of information that we can investigate," reads the website's about page. It adds, "It doesn't really matter who we are," end quote. It doesn't? It does. Okay. All right. Let's move on. You want to move on? Let's move on. Sourcing aside, it's worth looking at the claims these sorts of websites make, which factcheck.org did and found this. Quote, "More than 300 athletes, including students, professionals, amateurs, and retirees from around the world, were included. We reviewed publicly available information for each of the 19 professional athletes who either came from or played in the U.S. We found no proof of a causal relationship in any of the cases between the vaccines and the injuries or deaths." And then there was also this from factcheck.org. Quote, "Although Good Sciencing claims COVID-19 vaccines were to blame for the deaths or injuries, the website provides no evidence in most cases, 16 of the 19, that the athletes and former athletes were even vaccinated," end quote. What's happening here is a complete lack of statistical connection. Take the case of baseball legend Hank Aaron. Aaron died 2 weeks after receiving his first dose of the Moderna vaccine. But according to the Fulton County Medical Examiner, Aaron, who was 86 years old, died of natural causes. Another commonly cited episode by these vaccine conspiracy theorists is the collapse on the field of Denmark's Christian Eriksen last year during a major European soccer tournament. Immediately after that incident, social media absolutely lit up with claims that Eriksen's collapse was tied to the COVID-19 vaccine. Only problem? Eriksen hadn't been vaccinated when he collapsed. Eriksen, by the way, suffered a cardiac arrest on the field, but has since recovered. And what's most remarkable to me about these sorts of claims is how incredibly easy they are to debunk. A single Google search reveals things like the Gateway Pundit story or some tweet or Facebook post your uncle sent you are in fact complete and total bunk. It's bad enough that anyone believes this junk, that a sitting U.S. senator not only believes it, but feels confident enough in these false reports to pass them on publicly is just awful. It's also deeply irresponsible. And that is The Point. We make New Point episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Check them all out.
great. I gotta love the music when they play that groovy music like that, right? It almost is like Christmas music, but it's like elevator music. Okay. Anyway, welcome back to the show. As everybody knows, we are talking about COVID-19. So, COVID-19. Everybody knows COVID-19 is a reality. It's real. Everybody is getting sick out here, still having COVID issues. Not as bad as it used to be because thanks to President Joe Biden, who actually took the virus seriously, we were able to get our country back on track. When Donald Trump was president, the facts are this, that Donald Trump kept giving out conspiracies and lies and misinformation about COVID-19, the coronavirus. He kept telling people to use disinfectant under the skin, to use UV lights to stop the coronavirus. He was telling people to go to work, go back to normal with the virus. It's like a cold, he said. It's like the flu. You're just going to get over it. It's going to be okay. He was telling people to basically go out and spread the shit, and they did, because a lot of people listened to him, especially the Trumpsters. And when they didn't listen to the true facts, they spreaded the virus. Now let's look at what the conspiracies are about coronavirus. Here are some of the conspiracies that people are putting out there. Some people say that the coronavirus is a man-made virus, not created in Wuhan or China, but created by multi-governments and spreaded it across the world. That it was a biological weapon that was supposed to be used. Some conspiracies even state that the coronavirus didn't even really happen, and that it was a depopulation technique used by the government. Now, when I say the word depopulization, what I mean by that is that conspiracy theorists believe that some way, shape, or form, that the government does something to depopulize the nation and each country. Now, is this true? Probably not. I would say not. It is the same bullshit that we have heard since, well, a long time ago. As a matter of fact, we've heard conspirators like Alex Jones say you better be ready for a war because the government is coming to take your guns and they're getting ready to take over your house. I mean, this is how stupid these people are. And yes, a lot of Trump people believed it. And they still believe it to this day. There are people who believe that the coronavirus, that a lot of people who died just died from regular diseases like heart attacks, bicycle accidents, hocus pocus, and it's just called COVID. But that's what they make you believe, these conspiracies. And then they had a conspiracy against masks. Don't wear the mask, it doesn't help, it doesn't work. Masks are bullshit, they said. Even Donald Trump was out there talking about masks being a false hope. But ever since Donald Trump was false, he always gave us false hope anyway. As a matter of fact, the dumb idiot himself, if we remember when there was a tsunami hurricane, was trying to change the geological area of where the hurricane was going to hit by drawing on a Sharpie pen his version of where he thought the hurricane was going to hit. Even though he's not a trained meteorologist or went to school for it, this dumb son of a bitch, he knew everything. But that's who Donald Trump is. Donald Trump is the person who caused the majority of the issues with our country. Donald Trump is the reason why so many people died under the coronavirus. Donald Trump is the reason why people are having so many issues today. Because if we would have had this under control at the beginning, and if he would have taken it serious, then they could have done something about it before we got into a shutdown that caused everything to come to a complete halt, and now we're paying the repercussions for it right now because of that situation. It is because of Donald Trump and the Republicans. These Republicans who still support Donald Trump still like to spread his rumors and lies and still like to give you false hope. They will always be forever a danger to our country. They will always be a danger to America. Yes, MAGA is a danger to our democracy. Yes, Donald Trump did divide our country and still has caused the division that we see today. Yes, Donald Trump wanted to say that Black Lives is this and Black Lives is that. Now we're going to give him a new name called Antifa or Antifa, is what he liked to say. Another conspiracy by the Trump. And not only that, he made that conspiracy up, saying Antifa. That the Democrats were Antifa. That Black Lives Matter was Antifa. Right? Do you remember that? And we still hear it today. Who is Antifa? Antifa is coming to get you. Antifa is the Democrats. They are fascists. Antifa, fascist Democrats. They drink the blood of children. That's what they believe. That's what Trump and the Republicans want you to believe. Pizzagate, the fucking biggest, craziest shit in the world. That caused a lot of issues with a crazy motherfucker who went up there storming a pizza parlor with a gun. And let's look at what Antifa is. Antifa, by the way, is something that stands for anti-fascism. So am I Antifa? Absolutely I'm Antifa. Because I'm against fascism, and that's what Antifa is. Anti-fascism, against fascism. Antibiotic. When you think of the word antibiotic, what's it stand for? Against the disease. Anti, in Latin, means against. So Antifa is standing for against fascism. So you bet your ass I'm against fascism. So, who is really the fascists? Well, the Republicans are the fascists because they want a government-controlled country. They want you to believe that they have the miracle of all miracles. They want you to believe that they are going to heal and treat everything the way that it is. This is the Republican Party. So when you hear the word Antifa, remember it's anti-fascism. And remember that. So the true fascists are the Republicans. And now they want to go further in their conspiracy theories and say that, well, guess what? Now they're saying that people are dying from the COVID vaccine, which that's a fucking lie. It has not been proven that people are massively dying from the vaccine. It, you know, this movie Died Suddenly. It's the stupidest movie that has been ever made. It is the biggest lie that I've ever heard for a long time. So let me be clear. All that shit you think about that movie, and by the way, if you go to watch the movie, I want you to know that they're going to start out with some creepy-ass music to entice you to believe that the boogeyman is coming. It's called hypnotic music therapy. That's what they do. It's a way for them to use for controlling. A lot of times back in the day, they had something called Amway. And in an Amway convention, they used to do stuff like this. It's hypnotically trying to get you to be suckered in. Then they use images of blood clots and stringy-looking things that looks really spooky and scary. And that's what they want you to believe, that these blood clots is what's causing people to die due to COVID vaccines. Then they were showing you celebrities, TV personalities, and so on, sports people passing out that had nothing to do with the vaccine, that had nothing to do with coronavirus. By the way, also, they showed you images of people passing out where these people that passed out before the vaccine was even introduced to the public. But they wanted to tie it into it was the coronavirus. It was the COVID vaccine that did it. And then they tied in that these people were dying for some reason. So they mysteriously wanted to show they passed out and then they died. But a lot of them are still alive and still walking on this earth. So the movie is very much based on fiction and lies. And if you watch the movie, I'm telling you that you will know that it's all about lies. Fact check it, people. Do your homework, research it, fact check all that shit, because it is false information. I mean, I don't know why people believe this shit, but they do. They believe it. And a lot of them are Trump people, right? Because that's how stupid they are. I think that Trump has, well, he's definitely brainwashed people. These mega idiots are so brainwashed that it's fucking scary. I mean, they're so brainwashed that there's no hope for them, I think. I think that they're really done. I think they're at the point of no return, a lot of them. Until you wake up and smell the coffee and quit drinking the orange Kool-Aid and see the reality of the truth. The media is not coming out to get you. The government is not coming to get you. They're not taking your guns away. And like I said the other day and yesterday, if anybody's going to take your guns away, you better be ready for Donald Trump, because he wants to do away with the Constitution of the United States of America. Yeah, that's what Donald Trump wants. And if he does away with the Constitution, well, you lost your freedom of speech. You lost your Bill of Rights. You've lost your Second Amendment, which is your right to carry a gun. All that shit is gone. So keep that in mind when I talk about who Donald Trump truly is. The liar, the hocus pocus, the freak, That's Donald Trump. And this movie, by all means, get rid of it. Throw it out. You don't want to watch it. It's that damn dumb. I'm telling you, folks, if you watch that movie, you're going to see the reality of it. You will see the reality of what's going to happen as far as the lies and miscommunication and misinformation. Folks, don't do it. It is that bad of a movie. It really is. I wouldn't even strongly recommend anyone see this movie because it's that bad. If you want to watch it, please fact check it first before you go any further. And by the way, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I had to cover that real quick. So she's out on her bullshit again, and she's lying like she always does. And we need to be prepared for this woman because she's really a fucking idiot. But she's been really posting shit on Twitter, and they need to really ban these people. But be careful, guys. Watch out for idiots like Marjorie Taylor Greene, okay? All right, I'm going to end the show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We'll see you on Sunday. That's when our regular show is, at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm Jerry Williams, and this is Real Politics Radio.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame. And in our world,
is. The great Darlene Love made it a Christmas tradition to perform her signature holiday classic on Late Show with David Letterman. And we're thrilled now it's become our tradition for the third year in a row. Here to perform Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home is the fabulous, the great Darlene Love with a very special surprise.
Thank you.